Good morning. The focus of our weather remains on a stalled front and waves of low pressure riding up and along it, as it is situated east of Long Island and New England. As a result, skies are mostly cloudy in New England closer to the front, and some clouds are spilling over into easternmost New York. Farther to the north and to the west, skies are mostly clear, and that's where we'll see a good deal of sunshine today. Closer to the front, we will continue with a good deal of clouds and even a slight chance of a shower. Shower chances will be higher as one heads east through New England toward Cape Cod. In between, there will be a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather. High temperatures will reach into the upper 70s to around 80. Farther to the south and east, we do run the slight risk of a shower, especially across central and eastern New England, although this activity will move out during the course of the day. This will leave us with partly cloudy skies tonight and lows back to around 60. In between waves of low pressure, Friday will be mostly sunny and warm, with a touch more humidity and highs in the mid-80s. Another weak disturbance will approach for the weekend. Skies will be partly sunny on both Saturday and Sunday, with just a slight risk of one or two showers or thunderstorms, but mostly dry both days in the lower to middle 80s. Another break in the action on Monday with partly sunny skies as highs reach into the middle and upper 80s. By the middle of next week, we'll look for temperatures to warm into the upper 80s to near 90 with increasing humidity, which could lead to a scattered shower or thunderstorm on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a mid to upper level ridge building from the southwest into the Pacific Northwest will continue to spread drier conditions across interior sections of the West Coast while shifting most of the monsoonal showers farther east from central and southern portions of the Rockies into the High Plains. The drying trend brought in by the building ridge will lead to above average temperatures across the desert southwest into the interior Pacific Northwest. Highs in the 100 teens will be common in the desert southwest for the next couple of days, while upper 90s to 100 degree readings are forecast for the interior Pacific Northwest. As a result, excessive heat warnings are in effect. In conjunction with the heat, the fire danger is forecast to increase over the Great Basin today. And a system moving in from the Pacific will begin to bring cooler air into the Northwest today, together with a round of rain and thunderstorms into the Northern Rockies. The rain and storms are expected to continue across the Northern Rockies into Friday as the heat spreads into the Northern and Central Plains and Upper Midwest, where high temperatures are forecast to reach into the upper 80s and 90s. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, 48 degrees with a southeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy and 59 degrees, the dew point 58, 96% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.16 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, Boston, cloudy with showers and fog in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature, 64, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 42 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 14 hundredths below normal, and 24.49 inches for the year, which is 84 hundredths of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 99, set in 1955, and the record low, 43, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the Connecticut Valley today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the Litchfield Hills today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, just an isolated shower on Sunday in the lower 80s. Partly sunny on Monday, middle to upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, with a few scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.